From St. Louis.
It's just rinse and repeat. In fact, the heat gets even hotter and it builds even more, especially come Tuesday and Wednesday. As we lose the cloud cover, we lose the rain chances, and now we're all just exposed to that intense heat.
Following the deadly July 4th flooding in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is trying to take some action. CBS's Chanel Call.
Texas state lawmakers will hold a special session partially aimed at improving severe weather warnings.
We're going to look for strategies that we can pass laws on that will make preparation for these types of events better.
To Indonesia, where 568 people were rescued from a ferry that caught fire. Three people died. Officials say rescue crews pulled many people from the sea, and local fishermen also saved some survivors as they were drifting in the choppy waters. President Trump is marking 6 months since his return to the White House by picking a fight with an NFL team, threatening deal or no deal for a new stadium, all depending on its name. Our Christopher Cruz is in D.C.
On his Truth Social site, the president said unless the Washington Commanders change their name back to what it was for many years, quote, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. He also said the Cleveland Guardians Major League Baseball team should change its name back to what it was until 2021.
Happening tomorrow in Boston, oral argument says the $2 billion legal battle between Harvard and President Trump gets underway. It's over the freezing of federal funding and grants. CBS Boston reporter Samantha Cheney.
In a statement, the White House said the administration's goal is to prevent anti-Semitism and DEI on Harvard's campus, adding, quote, we are confident that Harvard will eventually come around and support the president's vision, and through good faith conversations and negotiations, a good deal is more than possible.
A 9-year-old girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert this weekend has been found dead in Lake George, New York. State police say the father who called 911 has given inconsistencies as to what happened, and they say there's no indication that an abduction ever occurred. American Scottie Scheffler won his first British Open at golf's oldest tournament in Northern Ireland.
Scottie Scheffler has his Open Championship and the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
That from the Golf Channel. The world's number one is only the fourth player to win the Open, the Masters, and the PGA Championship before the age of 30. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With tariffs in mind, most shoppers began their back-to-school purchases early.
The National Retail Federation says consumers are being mindful of tariffs and inflation.
While starting early helps families to avoid stress and take advantage of deals, most will stretch their shopping out throughout the summer. 84% of consumers still have half of their shopping left to complete.
The National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says retailers, meantime, are highly focused on affordability and making the shopping experience as seamless as possible, especially when it comes to the most popular item categories.
Electronics, followed by clothing and accessories, shoes, and school supplies.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
At least one person died after a group of six were swept over a waterfall in Oregon this weekend, prompting a search and rescue mission that continued today as two others still remain missing. The group went over Dillon Falls in central Oregon near the city of Bend. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little hazy and smoky, lows around 66. Hazy, smoky to start your Monday, then sunshine and highs near 75. mostly sunny, 81 on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the low 90s.
Currently, 66 degrees.
The girls have a side, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing.
Daddy,
is he rich like me?
Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. baby, let me be. Your love will tear you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Never tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
WRJN.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit lonely?
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
La da 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 da. grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait.
If you would.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Never do wrong. To hold to mine. Your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
Oh, well, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another heat dome will bring dangerous heat and humidity from the south up into parts of the Midwest the next few days. Correspondent Chanel Call reports this is coming after a rough weekend.
Summer storms brought windshield-cracking hail to Nebraska and flash flooding to the nation's capital. More than 5 inches of rain fell in that region Saturday, making many roads impassable.
I've never seen this bad. I've lived here for 20 years.
Dozens had to be rescued from their cars.
Heavy thunderstorms from Illinois to North Carolina will bring a risk of flash flooding Monday, especially in areas recently hit by drenching storms. The state of California may be on another collision course with the Trump administration over its immigration policies. CBS's Elise Preston reports from Los Angeles that the latest issue is agents wearing masks.
A bill that would prevent law enforcement from covering their faces is advancing in the state legislature. ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons told Face the Nation he will let his agents decide.
I'm not a proponent of the masks. However, if that's a tool that the men and women of ICE to keep themselves and their families safe, then I'll allow it.
A fun outing in Oregon turned deadly.
At least one person died after a group of six were swept over a waterfall in Oregon this weekend, prompting a search and rescue mission that continues as two others remain missing. The group went over the Dillon Falls in central Oregon near the city of Bend. The sheriff's office says one person was confirmed dead at the site. Three others were rescued from the river and taken to a hospital. The other two who went over the falls have not yet been found. Matt Piper,